Good morning, and welcome to another session of When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. Today we're going to wrap up our powerful journey through the Gospel according to Luke, but not without one last life-changing reminder. This message is for those who stayed faithful, stayed near, stayed in the house, but are silently battling disappointment where others seem to get their breakthrough first. This is for those of you who've ever felt overlooked, uncelebrated, or stuck while others are dancing. This word is for you. Let us pray. Father, we open up our hearts to you. Heal every place in us that feels unseen, that feels forgotten or bitter. Reignite the spirit of joy in our lives. Teach us to celebrate freely, knowing that what you do for others, you're more than able to do it for us. Thank you for doing it for us too. In Jesus' name, amen. In this season, my brothers, my sisters, this is the season where in which God is detoxing the church from hidden offenses and healing the hearts of those worn out by comparison. He's reminding you, you're not forgotten, you're not behind, you're not overlooked. Get ready. You're celebrated. Your celebration season is coming forth too. But before the promises show up, a heart must be free. Joy is your weapon. I say that again. Joy is your weapon. And heaven is throwing a party. Don't miss out. 3 points I want to share with you on today. When we look at Luke chapter 15, we've been in this series for the last several days. And we talked about the last parable that Jesus gave was a father who had two sons, one called a prodigal son, one called the older brother. One was younger, one was older. One received all of his inheritance, went to a far distant country, spent it all on riotous living, wild living, while the other one stayed home, taking care of business. But there's something we can learn because, again, our points yesterday was, number one, God regrets when we rebel. But he allows us to make choices. Number two, we said God runs when we return. When the boy came to himself and said, I must go back home, the father met him because he was ready and anticipating for him to come back home. And then number three, we said God restores when we repent. When the boy said to his father, I've sinned against you and I've sinned against heaven, the father said, I want to restore you. But now there was the older brother there. We can learn something from this older brother who never left. First point I want to make is number one, we can be close to the house, but far from the heart. I say it again for those of you who didn't hear it. You can be close to the heart, close to the house, but far from the heart. The elder son, older brother, stayed near the father's property, but far from the father's heart. See, proximity to God's presence isn't the same as living in the rhythm of his love. You can serve hard, you can stay faithful, and still miss the celebration if your heart grows cold. But today, somebody said this, today, God is inviting you not just to work for him, but to rejoice with him. So again, God says you can be close to the house, but far from the father's heart. His point number two, entitlement erodes celebration. Entitlement erodes celebration. The elder brother felt owed what God always meant to be gifted. He said, you owe me this. When which God was saying, I'm gifting this to you. See, when we slip into entitlement, we lose the ability to rejoice. Gratitude opens the door for joy. Entitlement locks it shut. Today, God is restoring grateful hearts because grateful people are joyful people. The miracle you celebrate for others is a prophecy for what's coming to you. I prophesy to you right now, the greater is coming. Point three here. Again, you can be close to the heart, but far close to the house, but far from the heart. Entitlement erodes celebration. But number three, there's still a seat for you with your name on it. Glory to God. Even though after the elder brother was angry, he said some angry words, there was resentment there. The father went out and pleaded for him to come inside. The table is set. The music is still playing. Your seat is still waiting. God is not mad at you for struggling. He's inviting you to step out of frustration and into fulfillments. Will you make up your mind today? I'm stepping out of frustration. I'm stepping out of fear. I'm stepping out of any of these things that will set me off course. And I'm stepping into faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now is my time, and now is my season to walk into fullness. Are you ready for the walk into fullness? It's not too late to join the party. And when you do, joy will flood your soul again. Today, I want you to pray for someone to receive their blessings before you. Pray for them and bless God out loud with them as they receive the blessings that God has bestowed upon them. Declare over yourself, I refuse to miss the party God has prepared for me. Let us pray today. Father, we say yes to the invitation. We lay down our offenses. We pick up joy. We celebrate your goodness in others, knowing that you are not finished with us yet. Fill us with hope again. Fill us with joy again. Teach us to dance while we wait and to rejoice while we believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for walking through Luke 15 with us on this week. Remember, God's goodness is not ruining you, running out. His goodness is not running out. If he did it for someone else, he's about to do it for you too. Stay full. My brothers and my sisters, stay focused. My brothers and my sisters, stay free and stay found. And get ready because your party is on the way. God bless us to you. Walk in peace. Jesus' name.